finished. Oh, Adam, we are just getting started.
Look at this crib. I know to the untrained eye, it's boring, but nothing's a chore when you're restoring. Apart from frustration, pain, and financial drain, it's fun. Folks say, Adam, why do you polish a crib when you don't have a kid? And even if you did have a kid, this crib is too precious for placing a baby inside it. So it simply exists to remind you your sense of perfection is just a reflection that you are not mentally prepared to make room for a kid. Adam, why don't you live? Adam, just make a start. Are you willing to take the next step? Ready, set, ready, set. Ah, would you look at that? Jeez Louise.
Fuse box again?
I'll call Howard.
Spoiler alert, Howard can't stop what's coming.
Look at these pots!
Amazingly glazed and terracottery. I took some clay and made you pottery. The world will never wreck you. I'll protect you in a mother's embrace.
Folks say, Barbara, why can't you see that ceramics is simply a manifestation of motherly panic? By making a baby that's breakable, aren't you creating a way of translating the terror of making maternal mistakes into clay? Hiding away so you don't have to face being a bad mom? Barbara, that's what you've done.
No! See, we can't start a family in a house with crummy fuses.
You are absolutely right.
So let's go slow, no breaking a sweat. What's the point of having children if we're drowning in debt?
Yeah, we're totally,
completely,
maybe 80%.
I'd say 78. Ready to take the next step.
Wasn't kidding, it's a show about death.